So we're here to talk about the bus lanes today. The figure I read, 2,000 people a month in Aberdeen are being caught out by these bus lanes, more than in Edinburgh. Yeah. And obviously they have twice as more bus lanes than us. Do you expect those figures, or what do you think, first of all, when you hear that?
I think the standard of policing in Aberdeen is very high. I mean, if you take a chance in a bus lane, the likelihood is you'll get caught. I think if you go to Edinburgh, you may just get off with it. Aberdeen, no, a little chance of it. It's a necessary evil in a way, in that you've got to keep traffic flowing, you've got to get people to their work, you've got to get the public services moving, the buses moving, and so forth. People who are fined are people who've broken the law. It's as simple as that. It's a self-imposed penalty, in a way. I wish the number was a lot less, to be perfectly honest. I wish people would obey the bus lanes, and I don't need the extra money. But the extra money that comes from the bus lanes is all recycled.
Do you think at all, though, that it's maybe a little bit harsh, a little bit too harsh? I know, for example, I've been fined for just having my back wheels in a bus lane, you know, moving over. Do you think it's too harsh at all?
Well, if you'd really do think that you've been harshly done by, then there's an appeal system, and we've been quite generous with appeals. Obviously, if you're just caught on the edge, then you have a genuine appeal, then we'll look at it and look at it positively. I don't personally look at it, but the guys who do look at it have been very nice about it. But generally speaking, if you find you've broken the law, you've clearly broken the law, and you've imposed a penalty on yourself.
So you think the difference between here and, say, Edinburgh is that there's just more of a crackdown here?
There's more of a crackdown here. We've tighter roads than Edinburgh has. We've also got a less reliance on the bus service in Aberdeen. People will stick to their car. In Edinburgh, it's almost impossible to get around in your car, so you park the car and you go onto a bus. No. In Aberdeen, you use that car as far as you possibly can, as often as you can, and you take chances.
Can you go into detail about where the money goes to that people are fined for?
They all go to transport projects. Very often the transport projects that you wouldn't normally be able to afford off a normal budget. So they're extras. As I say, we've been able to expand the cycling proficiency in the schools. We've been able to improve and update the bus shelters. We've been able to enhance the mileage of bike lanes, for example. All these little things come from bus lane enforcement monies. If we didn't have the bus lane enforcement monies, we wouldn't have these projects.
So it's a little bit bittersweet. Obviously, you want the number of people being caught in bus lanes to go down, but the
Absolutely.
Money is actually helping other projects.
It helps other projects, but I mean, I would rather the numbers went down. If people start obeying the law, it's as simple as that.
And maybe they will when people see these figures today?
Well, I think so. But I think you can say the difference between us and Edinburgh is down to the manner in which the scheme is policed.